From Nashville, Tennessee, we present the Grand Ole Opry.
Summer's gone and winter times are coming, and where I am ain't where I want to be. I can hear my southern home a-calling, and it's calling out the old wild goose in me. Find myself the Dixie, Lord, I've been so lonesome and alone. Staying ain't no use because my heart's an old wild goose, and tomorrow I'll be flying south and home.
Tell you now, I want to welcome everybody to the Grand Ole Opry here tonight in the Grand Ole Opry House. It's a real thrill to be here with you, and I have not, but we're fixing to get started right here with a couple of young dressed-up fellas tonight. Oh, I'll tell you, they look something handsome tonight. Lonzo and Oscar, let's give them a hand out here.
Thank you so much. Thank you a lot. Boy, we're glad to be at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And we've got a brand new song for you folks. This is our first number two song in several years, and we picked on a good one. Roy Drusky's got this one out. He called his, "From Now On, All of My Friends Are Gonna Be Strangers." We call ours, "Fingers." We hope you like our words to it. Let's try it.
Waiting to the lion. All he did was wave my arm right back at me. Everything I had, I thought was mine forever. Had a bed to lay my dollar bottom on. Smoked in bed last night, it shortened my forever. Put my dollar on. From now on, all of my thumbs are gonna be fingers. I'm so tired of making big mistakes. I'm so proud that I've got something left to count on. I just figured out that 5 and 5 makes 8. I bought some new hair tonic. the drugstore. Guaranteed to grow new hair for 50 cents. But I accidentally spilled some on my tomcat. He's the only cat with a mustache on both ends. In my trophy room right now. But they sure look city strapped down to the fender. Two game wardens, 700, and a cow. From now on, all of my thumbs are gonna be fingers. I'm so tired of making big mistakes. I'm so proud that I've got something left to count on. I just figured out that 5 and 5 makes 8.
Lonzo and Oscar, thank you very much, and they'll be back a little bit later.
Right now, it's a real pleasure to have a real South Carolina, or I should say a Carolinian girl. I don't know if she's from South Carolina or North Carolina, but she's been a big hit in the big city. And let's make Miss Big City Margie Bowes welcome out here with her big number right now, Miss Margie Bowes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my distinct pleasure to introduce the one of the best-dressed men on the Grand Ole Opry. And anybody in political life naturally has to be well-dressed. Will you welcome the mayor of Bulls Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell. Will you give him a hand?
Thank you, Larry. You, little lady, where in the world you been? I understand we got a whole bunch of people here from Memphis tonight. Where are you folks at? You can always tell anybody from Memphis. Of course, you can't tell them much. Hey, I want you, Dave, I haven't told anybody this, but I want to announce it here and for the Grand Ole Opry audience and everybody. Something happened to me. We had a blessed event at our house last night.
Oh, Archie, that's wonderful. That's just great. Just great.
My mother-in-law went home. I guess I shouldn't complain, though, about her staying around because we've been married 20 years, Dave. Mm-hmm. 20 years, and she's only been to visit us one time.
Well, that's very thoughtful of her.
She came the day we got married, and she finally left last night. You know, it's aggravating, though, having a mother-in-law with you on your honeymoon.
Well, now, I guess I take it, Arch, that you don't care for your mother-in-law.
But you're getting awful close.
Arch, you remember this. If it wasn't for your mother-in-law, you wouldn't have your wife.
That's another good reason, too.
Arch, I don't believe that you treat your wife right.
You're not going to answer what she tells me all the time.
That's right. It's, remember that it's the little things that count, Arch.
Is that right?
The little things that count.
Maybe I'm leaving that out, Dave.
Yeah, now last week I was away.
Yeah?
And I sent my wife a check for 1,000 kisses.
Oh, I know. Boy, you got a beautiful wife. She told me about
that. Yeah, I sent her a check for 1,000 kisses.
Yeah, he did. That was nice.
Yes, it was.
I cashed it.
Oh. Arch, I got a real confession to make to you.
Yeah?
Women are my greatest problem.
Well, that's everybody's problem.
Well, last night, no, I've got a special problem. Last night, I had a date with Jane Mansfield. The night before, it was Ann Margaret. The night before that, it was Jean Crane. Nothing but movie stars.
Well, what's your problem?
Nothing but movie stars. I'm getting in a rut.
Well, move over. I'm getting in there with you. Hey, while we're talking about women, I hate to bring this up and break the trend of thought, but you see this girl sitting right down there?
Oh,
Yeah, she keeps looking at you. Do you know her?
She looks like Helen Green.
Yeah, but she looks pretty good in white.
Arch. Let's change the subject, all right? Arch, did your brother ever get married?
No, he's not married yet, but we ain't going to be able to stop him. He's got it on his mind, brother.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Of course, it's fine, boy. I hate to see him go wrong, but nothing you can do about it. Me and the boys got together the other night and gave the bride a shower.
You and the fellas gave the bride a shower?
Yeah. I brought the soap. And she didn't mind the soap and water so much, but that steel wool cut her up pretty bad. I gotta go, Dave, but before I go, I want to leave you folks with a little poem. I always recite a poem just before I leave. Jack and Jill fell down the hill. Now, that's a stunt that's risky. If water did that for them, I think I'll stick to whiskey.
The mayor of Bull's Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we just found out a few minutes ago that one of the top 50 pop songs in the country is a tune called Send Me the Pillow You Dream On, recorded by Dean Martin. It was written back in 1948 by our star, Hank Locklin. It's been recorded by many, many people. Here's the original singing that great tune, Send Me the Pillow You Dream On, Hank Locklin.
22.
And now here is Hank Rocklin to introduce our next guest. Hank, are you ready for the introduction?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Dave. We've got him here somewhere. I was looking for him. We've got a young man on our show here by the name of Jack Scott. Where's Jack? Is he out here tonight?
This is a part right here where we wait at the Grand Ole Opry here and...
Let me come to the rescue and tell you that Lonzo and Oscar are standing in the wings, and I'll find out what happened to Jack Scott, all right?
Now, let's get them back out here. There's two good-looking boys, Lonzo and Oscar. Let's get them.
Lonzo and Oscar, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Lonzo.
Thank you again, Mr. Hank. We'd like to do the other side of our new Nugget record that's coming out here in a few days. And the title of this one is Rip Snort. So, Oscar, I'll tell you what, I'll be Rip.
I'll be Snort.
You be Snort. All right, we'll just sing the song. All right.
Let her go, man.
Now, we come from the mountains in Nashville, Tennessee. Our guitar picking daddy went down in history. So we thought we'd try our hand and sing just for the sport.
Hi there, friend. My name is Rip.
My name is Snort.
We crawled aboard a Greyhound bus with guitars in our hands. We traveled the road. They all come to see us off. Everything was looking grand. We traveled for about 3 days. City lights look good.
Rip and Snort, they're gonna make headlines
here in Hollywood.
Hey, Rip, is that you a-picking?
No, that's my guitar picking dad.
Well, if he don't quit a-picking that thing, it'll never get well.
Wait, that thing again, wait.
All right, let's
go. All right, here she comes.
Ain't much different than them hills there in Tennessee.
All right, play it again.
Hey, Lonzo, is that your guitar picking daddy again?
Yeah, but let's don't talk about him no more. He's already famous.
Yeah.
Let's sing again.
All right, I'm ready.
We made out our first record. It hit on all the charts. We bought ourselves a brand new home, and this was just the start. We still live in the mountains, it really is a thrill.
Living next door to all them stars,
here in Beverly Hills.
Now, Rip again.
Lonzo, no more hawk calling for me.
No, not for me either. How about your autograph, Snort?
Yeah.
Ain't gonna spend some of that money we're gonna make.
Yeah, we got to make some personal.
All right.
Thank you, Lonzo and Oscar. I believe we rounded up this young man, and he's going to come out and do his new RCA record now. I don't believe in tea leaves. Here's Jack Scott with us.
Last night I dreamed I lost you and cried all night till dawn. I don't believe in tea leaves, but oh, my dream came true. Last night I dreamed he held you and kissed you tenderly, but I don't believe in tea leaves. But oh, my dream came true. And now I see it so clearly. That night when we doubled last June, your friend said he'd tell my fortune. And here's what he said to me. Oh, Jack, you're losing your baby. But we smiled and went on our way. The same one who read my fortune that night, he now belongs to you. I don't believe in tea leaves, but he now belongs to you.
Thank you, Jack Scott.
Right now, let's bring back Miss Margie Bowes, and she's going to sing Overnight.
And run, but for me it just can't be done overnight. I can act like I don't care and make it look so real. I can change the way I look, but not the way I feel. How was I to know that I would lose you overnight and be trying somehow to forget you overnight? But I found one thing is true. If I do stop loving you, it's something that overnight. Oh, how I wish it could be done. Just turn off a switch and run. But for me, it just can't be done. Oh.
Thank you very much, sir. We had some requests to do this little thing. I did have it on record one time, but it's been a long time ago. We'll do it for you.
I'm knocking on your door again, my darling. I'm knocking on your door, please answer me. I tried to make you realize, my darling, that loving you would never be a sin. Oh, you told me one sweetheart should always love me, and you promised that you always would be true. But last night, my dear, I saw you with another, some old bag. And now tonight, my heart is broken too. So I'm knocking on your door again, my darling, to return the letter that you wrote.
That's all the time I'll have for this time, but I'll be back later with you. And here's Dave Overton.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, here's the king of country music, Roy Acuff.
Take that night train to Memphis. Take that night train to Memphis. When you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you. I'll be right there to meet you. So don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
And we shout hallelujah all the day. Down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we shout hallelujah all the way. Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis. You know how I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57, arrive at 11, then I'll be shouting hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll shout hallelujah all the day.
Hi,
open. Keep that engine stack smoking. I'm not kidding, I'm not joking. I'll soon be with my girl and open. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We shout hallelujah all the day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll shout hallelujah all the way.
Thank you very much, and you people here in the Grand Ole Opry House, thank you for coming to visit us. These people are taking the microphone over here at this time, friends. When you see this boy with the mandolin, you know that he is the, I would like to say, the granddaddy of bluegrass, but he is actually the boy that started the bluegrass music here at WSM. Here is Bill Monroe with his bluegrass boys.
All right, thank you, Roy, and we'd like to do the number title, Mary at the Home Plate. Of Georgia, just an old gray mule to ride, heading far, wide open spaces, with a fortune to abide. Left my Mary on the homeway, her eyes were black with silent tears. She told me that she'd still be waiting. Returned in just a year. And one day I met a stranger. I'm living in the country now. He said she vowed she'd never marry, that her love for me was strong, and that she would still be waiting when I returned to her back home. Thank you. my winnings to a poor boy with those I ranked up on his back. Spent my life way back in Georgia with Mary and a
Dear Friends and Neighbors is a very happy little family, and we're happy that we have them on the Grand Ole Opry. And so is RCA Victor very happy with them, because they are fine recording artists, good entertainers. Jim Edwards, Maxine, and Bonnie Brown. Let's make them welcome, will you? Hi, Bonnie.
Thank you all. You do a great job.
They are lovely people. We're proud of them. Here are the old timers that's around the Grand Ole Opry House. I hope that I can continue for many years to say here they are. I can remember when Sam McGee was a young wrestler back down in the days when we first started touring. Mississippi wrestler. But he and Kurt and Arthur Smith and some of them gone big time on us now. They go up in New York and entertain the people up there, and they love them up there. They just entertained about 1,500 the other night. Where were you, Kurt, at that
place? We was in New York City one night, and in Boston one night, and in Philadelphia one night.
Well, you did it. I know that I read the articles on you, and you did a great job. And I know you'll be going back. The boy at my right over here is Doris Macon. That's Uncle Dave Macon's son, Doris. We're proud of him.
He's a fine boy, too.
Come up to the microphone here.
Well,
McGee, tell him who these boys are.
This is Claude Lampler, right?
Claude Lampler with the banjo.
With the banjo. Tommy Lefeu with the mandolin.
Tommy Lefeu with the mandolin.
And my little brother Sam with the guitar.
And who's the boy with the bass?
Hubert
Gregory on the bass. These boys have been here a long time. Make them welcome. This is Kurt McGee going to do the fifth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers doing the dancing over there. They come down from Asheville, North Carolina, the city in the sky. They dance. They're good dancers.
Here is the number that... Well, it always cost me to do this number. I got to hire an extra man to blow the whistle.
That's Only Wheeler. He did it on the recording and on when we recorded for the Hickory people, and the number is doing real fine, and thanks to you disc jockeys out there for playing it. Only let's do them the Freight Train Blues, will you? Start the whistle.
In a boomer shack, just a little shanty by the railroad track. The humming of the drivers was my lullaby when a freight train whistle taught me how to cry. I got the freight train blues. Lordy, 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 got them in the bottom of my rambling shoes. When the whistle blows, I gotta go. I guess I'm never gonna lose the freight train blues. Now my daddy was a farmer and my mom a dear. She was the only daughter of an engineer. Sweetie loved the brakeman, now it ain't no joke, but it's a shame the way she kept that good man broke. A steamboat whistle never stirred my soul. Aeroplanes and autos always leave me cold. The only thing that makes me want to navigate is the wildcat whistle on the southbound freight. I know I'm old enough to quit my running around. I've tried 100 times to stop and settle down. But every time I find a place I want to stay, I hear a freight train whistle, Lord, I'm on my way. I got the freight train blue.
Thank you. This is Miss June Stern. She records for Star Day. Make her welcome, will you?
I read the
Thank you. I guess she's the prettiest Smoky Mountain boy we've got.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Back up, Lightning, and let the old-timer get in here. Hear his country music on the banjo when he plays.
Did you hear about the big killing out in Madison last night, Roy?
No, I didn't, Oz.
There was a big killing out there last night.
What happened?
There was a man went home and found another man there with his wife. He took his .44 out and shot and killed him dead right in the middle of the floor.
That's a terrible thing to happen.
It was terrible, Roy, but it could have been a lot worse.
I don't see how.
If it had been the night before, it would have been me. That's the truth if I ever told it, right? Ain't I'm a mess? Well, hit it, roll on, buddy, roll on. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Human roads are slow, you know what I know. Roll on, buddy, roll on. Now my home is sunny Tennessee, south.
He told a while ago might be true.
It was.
Here's Bill Monroe back with the Bluegrass Boys again. Bill, what you gonna play?
All right, a number that we've had some requests for entitled, I Gotta Travel On. I've laid around and I played around this old town too long. I'm a dog who's gone, yes, when it's coming on. I sure been police are riding after me, riding after me, they're coming after me. I sure been police are riding after me, and I feel like I've got to travel on. Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home. No, Johnny can't come home. Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home. Cause he's been on a chain gang too long. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, when it's coming on. I've laid around and I played around this old town too long. And I feel like I've got to travel along. Wanna see my honey, wanna see her bad, wanna see her bad, oh, I wanna see her bad. Wanna see my honey, wanna see her bad, she's the best gal that four boys ever had. I've laid around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yes, when it's coming on, I've
Let's get the Smoky Mountain boys all around. Short Jackson over here with his showbud instrument. He builds these instruments. Does a good job. This boy next to him here is Steve Chapman. And the boy back of me here is Jimmy Fox. These boys haven't had a chance to be introduced tonight. They're my gang, and I want people to know them. I'm proud of them. Let's sing our verse, of course, of I'll Fly Away. Take it off, somebody, will you?
Morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Thank you, Howard Weekly, for the drums.
And now, Jimmy Newman.
I've got my heart patched up for good night sleep, and I dance and slivers on. I'm picking up where I left off when loving you went wrong. You'll notice I'm all smiles again and out of hibernation. Gonna hit those moonlit lanes again. I'm back in circulation. I threw my crying towel away. The sunshine peeped through the clouds. I'm picking out my little black book. I'm picking up on my old crowd. Tell Mr. Moon to shine the night and make an observation. I just bounced back from being hurt. I'm back in circulation. For me, I want the sunny side of life. Tell all the gang to meet me here. We're gonna swing the night. Unpark everything, sweat and start the celebration. Have myself a ball tonight. I'm back in circulation.
Friends and neighbors, Bill Monroe and all the Bluegrass Boys. You won't be satisfied that way.
By that way.
for to do. You won't be satisfied that way. You won't be satisfied that way.
And be sure to listen again next week for the Tops in Country Music and Entertainment on the Grand Ole Opry.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.